We are beginning on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, next to the bottom line. The Mishnah had brought a case where Bezin had paskined, and then they had realized that they had made an error, and they changed their mind. They took back the psak. And the Yochid went, not knowing that Bezin had changed their mind, and did the Avera, which Bezin had paskined with Mutter. So the question is, what status does that Yochid have? Does he bring a korban because it's considered doing it b'shoigeg? Or, since he was relying on the psak din, even though Bezin had changed their mind, but he was relying on the psak din, so he's a yochid she'asa b'ra'as Bezin. He's a person who did the Avera based on the erroneous psak of Bezin, and then he's potter from a korban. So the Gemara now brings a braisa. Tani, we learned in a braisa, Rav Meir Mechayev. Rav Meir says he's mechuyev to bring a korban chatos. He is not considered also b'ra'as Bezin, because since Bezin had charata, Bezin changed their mind, he should have been realizing that Bezin changed his mind, and he's considered a toilah ba'atzmoy. Rab Shimon Poiter, Rab Shimon says he's part the why, because he's considered a toilah b'Bezin, he's considered relying on Bezin's psak. Rab Eliezer Oimer Sofek, Rab Eliezer says Sofek. What's the Sofek? We have a Sofek, we are in doubt whether he's considered relying on Bezin, a toilah b'das Bezin, or he's considered a toilah b'das atzmoy, and therefore he brings an Osham Tolui. Just like when a person does an Avera in which he's in doubt whether he committed the Avera or not, and if he would be sure he did the Avera, he brings a Korban Chatos. So if he's in doubt whether he did the Avera, that is a Korban which is prescribed as a Torah, an Oshem Tovi. So in this case, we have a doubt of whether he's Mechuyev a Korban because he's a Torah B'das Atzmai, or he's part of him a Korban because he's a Torah B'das Bezin, and therefore he brings an Oshem Tovi. Sumchus Oimer Tovi. Sumchus says it's hanging, it's in doubt. And the Gemara will explain what's the difference between Sumchus and Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Osham Tolu Yikubinayu. That the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Sumchus is whether he's Mechuyev and Osham Tolu. Rabbi Eliezer says, Sofek holds, it's a real equal Sofek. Both sides of the Sofek, it's a 50-50 chance. Whether he was considered a Torah B'das Atzmoy, a Torah B'das Bezdin, therefore he brings an Osham Tolu. However, when Sumchus said Toloi, Sumchus said it's in doubt, but he does not bring an Oshem Toloi. And Rashi explains because Sumchus holds that it's not an equal Sofek. When do we find Oshem Toloi? A person has a piece in front of him that he's a doubt whether this piece is Chelev, and if he eats it, he was Oiver Nisser, or it's Shuman, which is permissible to be eaten, and he goes ahead and eats it. So the din is that he has to bring an Oshem Toloi, because we have an equal Sofek, perhaps it was Chelev, and he's Chayev a Korban, and perhaps it was Shuman. So what does he do? He brings an Oshem Toloi. But in our case, what are the two tzadim? Whether he's a Toilu Ba'atzmoy or a Toilu Ba'bezdin? Sumchus holds that the side, the possibility of Toilu Ba'atzmoy that he was relying on himself is Toloi. It's not a firm tzad. It is much more likely that he's considered a Toilu B'das Bezin, because since Bezin paskin, and he was unaware that Bezin changed their mind, so he is considered doing it al P'das Bezin, and that side is more likely, and therefore, Sumchus holds, he's potter from an Oshem Toli. The Machloik is Rabbi Eliezer that said Sofek is because he's Chayiv in Oshem Toli. Sumchus said Toloi, in other words, that the side in which he should be Chayiv a Korban is not a firm tzad. It is more likely he's potter, and therefore he's potter from an Oshem Toloi. So the Gemara now continues, and Omer Abzeira, Moshal Rabbi Eliezer L'Moad Avadoyma, what can we compare Rabbi Eliezer's view that he has to bring an Oshem Toloi? L'Odom She'ochal Chsofek Chelev Chsofek Shuman. A person who ate a piece in which there was a doubt whether it was Chelev or whether it was Shuman, and then he finds out that he ate that piece in which there was a doubt. She may be Oshem Toloi. He has to bring an Oshem Toloi. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that in our case, we have a Sofek of whether he's a Toilu B'das Bezin or Toilu B'das Atzmoy. So the Sofek is there, which is Mechayiv and Oshem Toloi. The lo mi boy l'mando omar tzibur maisi. And for sure, according to the mando omar who holds that the obligation to bring a par helam dover, when Bezin paskins wrongly, and then the tzibur does an avera, the obligation rests upon the tzibur, that it's the tzibur's obligation to bring the korban. So then it's well publicized that an error was made, because in the case of the Mishnah, Bezin had paskin erroneously, a roiv of the tzibur had done an avera based on epsat, so there was an obligation of a par, and who has this obligation? Tzibur. So if it's the tzibur's obligation, it's well publicized. And then if this yochid goes and commits the same Aveira, even though he does not know that Bezin changed their mind, but since it's well publicized, so it will be easy for him to find out, therefore decide the possibility that we should consider him a Toilu B'Das Asmai is a very real possibility, and therefore he's Chayv and Hashem Toli. Elo Afilu L'man Do'amar Bezin Mevi'in. But even according to the Man Do'amar, that the obligation of the power is on Bezin, not on the Tzibur. And therefore, it is not so public that this carbon is being prepared to be brought. The Lord Mephars and the Milsa. So, Ihavi Shoyu, Havi Amunle. Still, but if he would have asked, if he would have checked up what's doing with Bezin Psak, he could have found out. And therefore, we have a good sad to say. There's a good possibility to consider this person a Toilu B'Das Asman is relying on himself. It's also possible he's a Toilu B'Das Bezin. Therefore, but as a whole, he's Mechuyiv and Hashem Toli. Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin, Vitem Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvido, Moshel, the Sumchis of Moad Ovidoyno. What is Sumchis of Shita? What's it comparable to? That Sumchis holds he's not Chayiv and Hashem Toli, because the side, the possibility that he's a Toilu B'Das Bezin is a much stronger possibility. We can compare this Lo Odom Shehevi Kaparosoi Ben Hashmoshoi. To a person who had done an Aveira, and he was mechuyev to bring a Korban Chatos, and he brought the Korban Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes is that time of the day, which is between sunset and the time that it becomes Vadei Laila, that it's for sure established at nighttime. So that period is Bein Hashmoshes, and that's a Sofek. During that period, we don't know if it's considered Yom, considered Laila. There's a change from day to night, which takes place somewhere during that period of time. The halacha is in Kodshim that a korban, the zrikas hadam of a korban, the dam, the blood of the korban which is sprinkled on the mizbeach, it must take place by day, before sunset. Afterwards, if it takes place at night, it's possible. This person brought his korban chatos, he had the blood sprinkled on the mizbeach, bein hashmoshes, during the period of safek. Safek miboid yoin is kapiloi, and he has a safek, was it done miboid yoin? And it's a good korban. The korban chatos that he brought would be a kapar on the avery that he did, or a sofek mishach hashechun is kapaloi. There's a sofek. Perhaps it was dark when the dam was sprinkled on the mizbeach, and in such a case, it is not a good korban. So now he is faced with a sofek of whether he has a kapara on the chait that he did. One could question that now he should bring an Hashem Tovoi, because he is now in a situation where he's mesupik, he has a doubt whether he achieved kapara for the aver that he did or he didn't. However, the halacha is she'ein mevi Hashem Toli. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin said that sumchis is halacha, that he holds that he does not bring in Hashem Toli. In the case where he has a sofek, if he was a toilu b'das bezin or a toilu b'das asmai, it's comparable to this person who brought his carbon chatzis ben hashmoshes, that the din is he does not bring in Hashem Toli. Now the Masho explains in his understanding of Rashi that why doesn't he bring in Hashem Toli? Because the Gemara is talking about a case that he has a sofek of whether his korban was brought by day or his korban was brought during Bein Hashmoshes. The korban was brought, and now after he's finished, he looks back and he does not now know if the dam was sprinkled. Was it Vaday day or was it Bein Hashmoshes? So there are not two equal tzadim. The side of day says that he's potter from bringing any more kapara, because he already had a kapara. The side that it was brought, Bein Hashmoshes, is also not a firm tzad to say that there's no kapara. Because somewhere during the time of Bein Hashmoshes, there's a change between day and night. So even the side that the dam was sprinkled Bein Hashmoshes is not necessarily firm that he would not have a kapara. And therefore, he is not mechuyev to bring an Hashem Tovi. Similarly, in Sumchas' halacha, where the person, Sumchas holds, that it's more likely that he's considered a Toilu B'Das Bezin, it's more likely that since he was unaware that Bezin changed his mind, so he's relying on Bezin's Psak, and therefore that Tzad is stronger, and therefore he's potter from bringing in Hashem Toli. And the Gemara concludes and says, the lo mi boy the man do'amar Bezin Mevi'in, and certainly according to the man do'amar, that when Bezin realizes that they made an error, and Roy Tzibur had done the Aveira, that the obligation is for Bezin to bring the korban, it would not be so public, and therefore the person would have less chance to find out that Bezin changed the mind, so we could say that he's considered a Toilu B'Das Bezin, and then that side that he's Toilu B'Das Bezin is a strong tzad. Even according to the Mandomar, the obligation is on the Tzibur. The Mefarsim and Nilsa. That's well publicized that Bezin made an error. Havi Amin and Lay, and he would find out if he would just inquire, there would be plenty of chance for him to know that Bezin made a mistake. But still we say, the Hocha Kisofek, and that's how the Magia, Kisofek Mibo'idyoim Sofek Mechashecha. It's similar to that case of Sofek Mibo'idyoim Sofek Mechashecha, because Ishoyo Loy Ashkach Inish the Mishaylin. Which Rashi explained that the words of the Gemara mean, in other words, that it never was Olal Daitoi. He never even realized that there should be any need to go check up. As far as he's concerned, Bezdin made a psak, and why should he even entertain the possibility that Bezdin changed the mind? And therefore, we say that he certainly is more likely that he's considered a Toyla B'daz Bezdin, and therefore he's Potter from an Ashram Tov. The Taisa Zerush explains the similarity between Sumchus and Halacha and the carbon brought ben Ashmoshes differently than the way the Marsha explained according to Rashi. He explains as follows. That this carbon chatos of the person was brought ben Ashmoshes. And he knows who's brought ben Ashmoshes, and he has a sofek of the moment that the carbon was brought, was it a moment of day, or was it a moment of night? And yet we say that he's potter from Rosh Antoli. Why? Because the side of Yoim is stronger. Because we put the day on its chazakah. Meaning we know that we have a klal in Shas, that we always put something on its chazakah. If something was in a certain situation, then we have a safek if it changed or not. So the chazakah, the din of status quo tells you that if you have a safek, if something changed, put it on a status quo and say it didn't change. So now in the time till this moment, we knew it was day. Now it comes ben Ashmoshes, and we have a safek during ben Ashmoshes if there's a change from day to night. At a particular moment of ben Ashmoshes, this carbon was brought. We have a suffix on that moment. Was that the moment where it changed from Yom to Laila? So we put the day on its status quo, and we say that it was considered day, and therefore the tzad of day is stronger. The tzad that the kapara worked is a stronger tzad, and he's parted from Nashon Tolik. Similarly, the Taisa Rosh says, the same thing would be in our Gemara. In the case of Sumchis, a person heard that Bezin had Paskin. So certainly, previously, he would be considered a Toilet B'daz Bezin. Before Bezin changed their mind, he's definitely considered relying on Bezin's psak. Then Bezin realized that they made an error, and we now have a suffix. Is this person considered a Toilet B'daz Bezin? Or perhaps he knows that Bezin changed their mind and is a Toilet B'daz Atzmai? So we put him on his chazakah, and we put him on the status quo, and we say that he is still continuing in the same situation that is a Toilet B'daz Bezin, and therefore he's potter from bringing a carbon, and he's potter from Rosh Toloi, just like the case of Ben Ashmoshes. Murnau continues to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had brought a conversation between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. And Rabbi Akiva had said that he differentiates between someone who was at home, because that person who was at home could have easily found out that Bezin changed their mind, so he's more likely to be considered a Toilet B'daz Atzmai. Masha Enkein, someone who went on a trip, so such a person certainly is considered a Toilet B'daz Bezin, because he had no way of knowing that an error was made and Bezin took back the psak. And as I had asked Rabbi Akiva, what's the difference between the two cases, between someone who was at home with someone who had left? That the Mishnah had brought that Rabbi Akiva answered, "Shehayoyshe b'deisay efshahoy lo yishma, v'zeh lohoy lo yefshah yishma." That there's an obvious difference between the two cases. That the Gemara asks, "Shapir kamalei Rabbi Akiva le Benazai." It seems to be that Rabbi Akiva very correctly answered Benazai's question. That there's an obvious difference between Yoshe b'deisay and Hoylechem Medina Seyom. What was Benazai's question? So Amar Rava hechzik b'derech ik benayu. That the matter of dispute between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva was not someone who actually already left on the trip. That, of course, Ben Azai understood. But they're talking about someone who's still at home, but Hechzik Baderach, he's planning and he's preparing to leave on his trip. So the Ben Azai Chayov, so Ben Azai felt that that should also be Chayov, the Habibesi Isa, because since he's still at home, even though he's ready to leave, but since he's at home, he could have found out that Bezin changed their mind, and therefore Ben Azai was asking, what's the difference between a Hechzik B'derech and someone who's Yoshe B'Beisai without planning to go on a trip? Rabbi Akiva Potter, and Rabbi Akiva was answering, no, that he's Potter, why? He's Potter from an Hashem Tolui, so a Hechzik B'Derech, because since he already started, he was planning and involved, and he was distracted with all his preparations, therefore it was difficult for him to find out, And there's a difference between him and a person who's Yoshid the Deisai, who doesn't have any distractions, and such a person could have easily found out, and therefore by him the side of Toilah V'Das Atzmai becomes much stronger. Next, the Mishnah said, Hoyu lo bezin lakos kol agov, that if Bezdin paskind to uproot an entire halach in the Torah, and that was their mistake, so then there is no obligation to bring a par. The Gemara now brings a brisa that elaborates on the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, v'nelam dovar, it says in the Pasuk, concerning the chiv of paralam dovar, it says, v'nelam dovar, that the matter was forgotten by Bezdin, that a brisa extracts from this Pasuk, v'lo sheyeakar ha-mitzvah kula, but not that the entire mitzvah was forgotten. Not that the mistake was in the entire mitzvah, but dover, only a prat, only part of the mitzvah. Ketzad, and the Braisa goes to give an example, Amru ein nida b'tayra, that if Bezdin made a mistake and paskin, that the Isser nida does not apply, or ein Shabbos b'tayra, they said that there's no din of Shabbos in the Tayra, or ein avodes kechavim b'tayra, yachol yuchayovin. I would think that in all these cases, if Rav of the Tzibur went ahead and did the Avera based on Bezdin's wrong psak, there would be a chiyuv to bring a par. Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk, v'nelam dovar, v'lo tshetes alei mitzvah kula. Only if a dovar, part of a mitzvah, but not that it was forgotten the entire mitzvah, and in such a case, harei elu peturim. Aval amru yesh nida b'tayra. But if Bezdin paskind, that the isser nida does apply. Aval abo'al shemeres yoyim kineged yoyim potter. But they made a mistake in the halacha of Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim. Explained in the Mishnah that if a woman sees dam during the 11 days of a month, which are called the Yemei Ziva, so then if she sees on one day, so she's only Tomei for one day, she's a Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim, she has to count one clean day, and at the end of that day she becomes a Tahira. And if Bezdin paskin that Habal Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yoim Potter, that there's no din of a Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yoim, so that was the mistake they made. Or Yei Shabbos B'Tayra, they said that the din of Shabbos does apply. Aval Amoytzi Mishus HaYochad Lushus HaRabim Potter, but there's no prohibition of carrying from a Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaRabim. Or Yei Shabbos Kechavim B'Tayra, Aval HaMishtacha B'Potter, but if one bows down to the Avodah Zarah, he doesn't serve it in the other ways, but just bowing down. So that the Bezdin Paskin, they made a mistake and said that that's Potter. The Yochol, you Peturin, I might think that in all of these cases, if Roib Tzibur went ahead and did the Avera, there's Peturin, there's no Chiyuv to bring a par. Talmud Loimar, so that the Potter came to say, V'nelam Dovar V'loi Kol Aguf, that if only a matter is forgotten and not Kol Aguf, and in that case, Bezdin Paskin, then there's the Chiyuv of Par Helam Dovar. Now the Gemara goes and analyzes the lashon of this brisa. Because Amar Mar, we said in the brisa, Yochol Yupiturin. In other words, after the brisa had already said that if it's an akiras kol haguf, if Bezdin paskin in the entire halacha, then there's no chiyapar. And then the brisa brought examples where they didn't make a mistake in the entire halacha, but just in part of the halacha. And over there also the brisa had said, Yochol Yupiturin, I would think that they're potter from a par. The Gemara asks, the Ibikiya Miktas, that if Bezdin paskins to leave part of the halacha, Ubitul Miktas, and only goes to negate part of the halacha, Peturin, but the Braisa has a Havamina, that in that case it also potter, because the Braisa says, Yochol Yu Peturin, Unuv Akiras Kolaguf Peturin, and the Braisa had already established that we're coming to be Oikar the whole Guf, there is no Chiyav Par, they're potter from the Par, so B'mai Chayovin. How could the Braisa have such a Havamina? But my Chayovin, then, where would the Chiyuv apply? In all cases, the Braisa is entertaining a possibility that it's Potter. So the Gemara answers, Tano Hochi Kokashalei. When the Braisa asked, Yochol Yu Peturin, by Miktas Haguf, what was bothering the Braisa was as follows. Eimo, I should say, Dovar Kula Milsamashma. When the Braisa said, Yochol Peturin, the Braisa meant to ask, that maybe the Pasuk V'nelam Dover means the entire matter. And maybe Mitzvah HaGuf is the case where you're Potter, and the case of Kol HaGuf is the case where you're Chayav. How do you know to learn of the Pasuk that Dover means part of the Halacha? The Talmud Loimar, the Braisa answered V'nelam Dover. My Mashma, so where do we see from the Pasuk V'nelam Dover that it's only part of the Halacha? The Omar Ulo, Karibe, that you read the Pasuk V'nelam Mi Dover. The Pasuk really says, V'nelam Dover. We take the mem, which is at the end of the word vinelam, and the word, the letter mem is of course attached to the word previously, the vinelam, but we also take the letter mem and put it on the word following, on the word dover, and it's as if it says vinelam mi dover, which means part of the matter, which teaches you that when it's part of halacha, that's when the chi of par applies. Chizki omar, omakro, v'osu achas mikol mitzvot. He says we learn it out from the end of the pasuk. Because the end of the pasuk when it talks about what the Klal Yisrael did, bezin paskin wrongly, that's the vinelam dover. And then it says, v'osu achas mikol mitzvot, and the Klal Yisrael went ahead acting on bezin psak, and did the aveiro, and there it says, mikol mitzvot, part of the mitzvah, that the Gemara says, mikol mitzvot, loikol mitzvot. That when it's a part of the mitzvah, that's when the par applies. But if it's the whole mitzvah, the potter. The Mori asks, mitzvah is tarti mashma. The Torah uses the word mitzvah. Mitzvah is plural. So when it says mikol mitzvah, it means part of many mitzvahs, which would imply one whole mitzvah. So how do you learn? How do you learn out part of a mitzvah? Maybe it means a whole mitzvah, because mitzvah means two. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Mitzvah ksiv. Even though the way it's read is mitzvah, which is a plural, but the word in the Torah is written with only one vav. And when it's written with only one vav, the reading is mitzvah. And therefore the drasha is as if the Torah would have said mikol mitzvah, which means part of the mitzvah, one mitzvah, which teaches us when it's part of a mitzvah, that's when the chi of par applies. Rav Ashi Yomar Yalev Dover Dover Mizokin Mamre. Rav Ashi offers the final pshat. How do we know that dover means mikzas dover? Because we learn out what the word dover means in Zokin Mamre. The din in the Torah where a zokin who doesn't know halacha goes up to the Bezin HaGadol, and Bezin HaGadol clarifies the halacha of him, but then he goes back to his city and paskins against what the Bezin HaGadol paskins. So it says in the pasuk of the Chassid Beizog, Bezokin Mamre ki poli mimcha dover, when a certain matter will be removed from you, you won't know the halacha. You should not turn away from what the Bezin paskins. It says over there, min hadover. The mamre is min hadover. Just like by Zokin Mamre, it says min hadover, which means part of the halacha of loy kol dover. But if the Zokin Mamre disagrees with the Bezin HaGadol, in an entire halacha, the din doesn't apply. As Rashi brings from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if the Zokin says, ain't fillin, that there's no mitzvah still in the Torah, then he's potter from the din of Zokin Mamre. If, however, he says that instead of there being four parshias, there are five parshias, so he's coming to change the din in the Torah, so then he's chayev. Why? Because in Kol HaGuf, the din doesn't apply. It's only part of the guf. So just like that's true by Zokin Mamre, the apayro, when it applies to the psak of Bezdin, as far as the din of paralim dover is concerned, we learn out dover v'loy Kol HaGuf. It's only when it's in a part of halacha, but loy kol aguf, not when the mistake was made in kol aguf. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, ein bezim chayovin, there is no chiyuv of paralim dover, ad sheyoyru b'dover, until bezim will paskin erroneously in a matter she'ein ha'stukim b'idim b'i. That's something that stukim do not acknowledge. Stukim were a sect of people that only accepted that which is explicit in the Torah. But that which had to be learned out from a drush of chazal, they rejected. So in something that Siddukim don't accept, so it's not explicit in the Torah, and that's what Bezin's mistake was, then there's a din of paralim dover. Avo b'dover shat Siddukim moedim boy, but in something that even the Siddukim agree. So that shows you that it's explicit in the Torah, and if Bezin would make a mistake in such a halacha, peturin, the din of paralim dover doesn't apply. My time of the Gemara says, what's the Svara? Zil kari beravu. In other words, we don't learn out of a pasuk. We learn out of a svara. Zil go kari beravu. You can learn it in yeshiva. In other words, it's a double pasuk. And Rashi explains. So since anyone could have easily learned this halacha, so it's not a shoygeg, but it's karev l'mezid. It's closer to a mezid than a shoygeg, those people that follow the psak din. And therefore, the din of par doesn't apply. When does it apply? On something that's not so beferish in the Torah, it's something that takes a drasha, which is shown by the fact that Sukkim are not Moida, and then Bezin Paskin, and a person followed, Roiv Tzibur followed the Psak, that's when the Chi of Par applies. Taisi Yatakasha, that the Gemara we just learned, explained the Mishnah that when Bezin is Oikar Kol HaGuf, we know that the Chi of Par doesn't apply, based on the Pasuk Vinelam Dover, with the various interpretations of the Gemara, how we see that Dover means Mikta's Dover. The place they ask that if Bezdin would be Oikar Kol HaGuf, that is something that the Tzukim agree with. And when the Gemara just said over here that this halacha, that something that Tzukim agree with, there's no din par, is learned from Asvara, Zulkari Beirafu. So why did the Gemara need a pasuk before? Let's say that when the Mishnah says Oikar Kol HaGuf, there's no Chiyuv Par. Why? For the same Svara. Because it's something that the Tzukim agree with. The Taisa's answer is that there are certain halachas which would be considered Kol HaGuf, and it's only learned from Gzeira Shava. For example, Taisa gives us a halacha called Bitoy Me'anu Safai, that if a person has a daughter not from a woman that he's married to, so that issur to live with that girl, that daughter, which is called Bitoy Me'anu Safai, we only know that from Gzeira Shava. And that's not something that Tzedukim would agree to. So if we would only have the halacha of Tzedukim, so we would have said that Bitoy Me'anu Safai, if Bezin would make a mistake in that halacha, the Chiyuv Par would apply. Therefore, the Gemara brings a pasuk to tell you that since it's Kol HaGuf, they're pasuk. The Taisus points out that even though the Mishnah gave different examples, gave an example of Nida, of Shabbos, of Avodah Zarah, it didn't give the example of Bitoy Me'anu Safai. The Taisus says the Mishnah was only using that for illustration to show you what's considered Kol HaGuf and what's considered Mikzas HaGuf. But the real necessity of the pasuk of an El Amdavar would be in something which is not Tiferish in the Torah, so Tzukim don't agree with it, Afal became your pasuk because of this new din, this new pasuk of an El Amdavar. Now the Gemara analyzes this halacha and he asks kasha. It's not and he asks from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yesh nidah b'tairah, Avol habal shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim potter. Bezin made a mistake in the din of shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, and we would consider shemeres yoyim as a mikzas halacha. But v'amai, the Gemara asks, shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim haksiv v'sofer lo. We learn out of a pasuk v'sofer lo. Nilameh Shaiferes Echod Lechot, and that those words the Safula teach you that Shaiferes Echod Lechot, that if a woman sees dam during the 11 days of Yimei Ziva, she has to count one clean day, from where we derive the halach of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, and those words would be enough that the Tzukim would agree with this halacha. And therefore, since the Tzukim agree with it, so we had just Shmuel's halacha, that wherever the Tzukim agree with it, there's a svar of Zulkar Biravu. How could the Mishnah say that if Bezin would make a mistake in the din of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, the Chi of Par would apply? So the Gemara answers that Bezin's mistake was not in the entire halacha of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, but the Amri Bezin said, Hara Sharia, that Hara, a partial Bia, is mutter in a woman that the Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. Gemar Bia Huda Asira. When the pasuk says the Sofer law that we learn out as a din of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yoyim, it's only also to do a complete bi in such a woman. But a partial bi is mutter. And in a partial bi, if that's a mistake, that's something that the Tzukim don't agree with. And that's the Gemara says no. Hanami ksiv, the halach of hara, which means that a partial bi is also osur in a woman that you're prohibited to live with, that's also written in the Torah. Because it says in the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim, when it talks about the onesh of someone who lives with a nida, as in the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, as in Mekaira Hera, this pasuk is written by the din of nida, and it says that's Mekaira Hera. From that word Hera, we learn out the din Hara, that a partial bia has the same halacha as a gemar bia, as a complete bia. And in any woman that you're forbidden to live with, such a woman, Hara is also author. So it comes back to Kasha that Bezin's mistake isn't something that Tzukim would be made with. Then Mori answers, the Amri, no, the mistake was something else. That Bezin said, Kedarko Asira, that what kind of Bia is Asir in this woman, a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom? A Bia Kedarko, a Bia that's done in the regular way. Shaloi Kedarko, but a Bia that's done through the back of the woman, Sharia, that Bia's mutter. And that was Bezin's mistake. From this, the Gemara asks, this is also something that the Tzukim Amoidim, because Haksiv, it says in the Torah, Mishke Ve'isha. And since the word Mishke Ve'i is plural, more than one type of Bia, from there we learn out that both a Bia Kedarka and a Bia Shalo Kedarka is also. And this is something that Tzukim agree with. So again, it's back to Kasha. Where is the Psak of Din that Bezin would be Chayiv Apar El Amdavar? So the Gemara answers, the Amri Kedarko Osur Afilu Haro. The mistake was as follows: that yes, a Bia Shlo Kedarko is also Osur. However, they made the mistake and said that a Bia Kedarko is Osur Afilu Haro, Then if it's kedarka, that's when the din aro applies, and even a partial bia is asur. Shaloi kedarka. But if the bia that's being done is shaloi kedarka, gmar bia hu da asur, avo haro shaya. And Bezdin issued a ruling that in a bia shaloi kedarka, haro would be mutter. And if Roiv Tzibur would have done that based on Bezdin's erroneous psak, and this is something that the tzukim would not be molded to, because the word haro in the Torah could be read that it's only applying to a gemar bia, and the application to shalol kedarka is something that Chazal had to learn out, and therefore if Bezdin made a mistake in that halacha, there's a din of paralim dover. However, the Gemara asks, Yehachi, if that was Bezdin's mistake, afilu nidanami, why did the Mishnah have to give an example that Bezdin's mistake was in a shemeres yom keneged yom? They could have done this mistake in the din of nid itself and said, a woman that's a nida, if you do a bia kedarka, haroz author, but if you do a bia shaloi kedarka, then haroz mutter. Why do you have to come on to shemeres yom keneged yom? Elo, the Gemara says, lo'olam kedarka. Really, the mistake of Bezdin was in the din of bia kedarka by a shemeres yom keneged yom. And they made a mistake and they said that haroz mutter, like the Gemara entertained earlier. However, the Gemara before it, he asked the kasha, that if the mistake is in hara, there's a beferish of potuk, and the tztukim would be moida. The Gemara said their mistake was, uda amri hara b'isha dovu d'chsiva, that the word hara in the Torah was written by inisha nida. That means a woman who becomes a nida, she's tamei for 7 days, and in that din, the Torah wrote the din of hara. In the din of Yemei Ziva, where a woman sees dam in the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, that parsha, the Torah didn't write the word hara. And Bezdin made a mistake and said that hara is limited to anisha dova, in other words, anisha nida, not to anisha zova. And that's something that the tztukim would not be maitin, because the tztukim say that as far as the Torah is concerned, it's only written in the din of nida, and it doesn't apply to a zova. We know that it does through drashas chazal. And Bezdin made a mistake in saying that hara is mutter in a shemeres yom keneged yom. And if Roiv Tzibur went ahead and did the Aveira, then there would be a chi of Pai Halom Dover. It's a Miktsas Dover, and it's also something that the Tztukim are not moided to, and therefore it is a din of the chi of Pai. Iboy Yiseima, the Gemara says another possibility of what the mistake could have been in Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. The Amri Bezdin said, Zova Loihava Ella Be a Mummy, that a woman can only become a Zova if she sees Dam during the daytime. And what was Bezdin's mistake? The chsib, it says in the pasuk, kol yemei zayva, all the days that blood flow. So in the psukim that talk about the din of zava, it says the word yemei. So Bezdin made a mistake saying that it only applies to a woman who sees during the daytime. And this is something that the psukim are not moided to, because the psukim look at the pasuk and they take the pasuk literally that it says yemei, and they hold that a woman only becomes a zava if she sees blood in the daytime. We know through Joshua's Chazal that the word Yemei is not limited to day. And even if a woman sees Dam at night, she also becomes a Zava. And this was Bezdin's error. They paskin that a woman who sees Dam at night doesn't become a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. And people went ahead in cases where a woman saw Dam at night, and they were over this halacha. So then, the Chiyu Par, because this is something that Tzukim are not moided to. Now the Gemara goes on to the second area mentioned in the Mishnah, to see how it fits in with this halach of Shmuel of the Tztukim HaMoida. So now we learned in our Mishnah, Yesh Shabbos B'Torah. Bezdin paskin that the din of Shabbos applies. Aval HaMoitzi Mirshus L'Shus Potur. But they paskin that if someone carries from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, he's Potur. So the Mishnah had said, and in such a case, if the people went ahead, Roiv Tzibur, and they carried on Shabbos, then there would be a chi of a par halom dover. So the Gemara asks, Vamai, why should there be a chiyav par? Hoitzok, siva. It says hoitzok in the Torah. So therefore, the tzukim would be moida to the sister of hoitzok. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, where the pasuk says, Vaytzoytziyu masa mibotechem. Don't carry out any burdens from your houses on Shabbos. Now, the choice of the Gemara's pasuk, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, presents us with a difficulty, because usually we know that we don't learn halachas from Divrei Kabbalah, from those pasukim in Navi. And actually, Taitas and Ervin brings a different girsa in Al-Gemara. And Taitas and Ervin says that the girsa is the pasuk in the Torah, where the pasuk says, Al Yaitse Ishmi Mekaimai, that the Gemara in Shabbos learns out of that pasuk the Din Haitzah. So the Gemara asks that since it's a pasuk, Tzedukim would be Maida. So why should there be a Chiyah Par? So the Gemara answers, the Amri, Haitzahu Da'atur, Hachnosa Mutter. Bezdin made a mistake and said, Haitzah taking from a Rishus HaYochid out to a Rishus HaRabim, that's also. But Achnasah bringing in from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, which is not explicit in the Torah, that's mutter. And that was Bezin's mistake. And that's something that the Tzukim would not be made to, because that's not explicit in the Torah, and therefore there's a Chi of Pah. The boy is Seymah, or Moshe is another Teretz. The Amri Haitzahu da Asira, that it's Haitzah which is Asur, but Moshe, if someone hands something out, when is it Asur? If a person carries something from a Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. But if a person stands in Rishus HaYochid, stretches out his hand and places something in the Rishus HaRabim, or Zayrek, he throws something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, those cases, Bezin said, Shari, it's mutter to do that on Shabbos. And that's something which the Tzukim are not moited to, because it's not explicit in the Torah. We know through Chazal that that's also considered Asur on Shabbos, or that toldos of the Moloch of Haitzah. And therefore, if Bezin paskin erroneously about Moshe the Zayrek, there would be a Chi of Pas. Tanan, the Gemara goes on to the third example mentioned in the Mishnah. Says Yesh Avodas Kechavim the Torah Aval Hamishtachav Potter. Bezin Paskin to bow down to Avodas Zara's Potter. Vamai Hamishtachav HaKfiva. It's an explicit pasuk in the Torah that bowing down to an Avodas Zara's Asur. The Chsiv it says in pasuk Vayishtachav LeEl Acher. So that's something that Stukim would be moided to. So why is there a par? So the Mori answers the Amri. Bezin said Ki Asir Ishtachav HaKedarka. When is Ishtachav Asur to Avodas Zara? When a person bows down kidarka to those avodah zarah, that the normal way of serving the avodah zarah is by bowing down to it. Avo shaloi kidarka. But what about to an avodah zarah that has unique methods of being served, but not through bowing down? Rashi gives an example. If somebody bows down to the po'or or to the markulis, which had other ways, the derech of the avodah zarah was not with bowing down. So that was their mistake, and that's not the ferish in the Torah. La'halacha, din of ishtachavo applies by every avodah zarah. And Bezin made a mistake in that halacha, which is something that the tzukim are not moided to. So then there would be a chi of pa. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Yibay Yisei Murmur says the second teretz, the Amri, ishtachavo gufa, kedarka hu dasar. What kind of ishtachavo, what kind of bowing down is dasar? That's only when it's done a full-fledged bowing down. The isbe pishud yodayim verdayim. That he stretched out his feet and his hands and he was lying flat. That's the din ishtachavo at the terasit. Ho ishtachavo the lesbo pishud yodayim verdayim. But a bowing down that doesn't include the stretching out of his hands and his legs. But he just bowed down with his knees. Shariyat mutter. The halacha is that even that ishtachavo is also. In such a case, since the tzukim would not be maida, that all kinds of ishtachavo are also. So therefore, that would be a chi of pas. So the Gemara went through the various cases of the Mishnah and showed how each case could be a mistake and something that the Tzukim are not moita. Marnau says on the top of Amid Beis, Boy Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef posed the following question. Ein Charisha B'Shabbos Mahu. It says in Paskin that there's no Isser to plow on Shabbos. Now Rashi explains that this question of Rav Yosef is not going on the previous Gemara on the Din of Tzukim Moitim Bay. Rather, it's going back to the Din of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah had said that if Bezin is oikir kol ha-guf, there's no chi of par. It's only if it's a mixer guf. So the Gemara wants to know that if Bezin paskin, that one of the obvious malachos, the isra of plowing, doesn't apply, is there a chi of par? Tosfos explains that the Gemara only picked Charisha because plowing is mentioned first in the list of lametes malachos and Shabbos, the 39 prohibited activities. But the same shaila would be in any of the other of the lametes malachos. If Bezin paskin, that any malacha doesn't apply, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Now, what's the din? Mi aminin, do we say, kivan de kamoide bekula milsa? Since they acknowledge the concept of Shabbos, and the entire halacha of Shabbos applies, they only took away one of the lametes malachos, that's kibitul mitzvah zaki and mitzvah dami. It's considered only taking away partial part of halacha, and is a chi of par. Oy dilma, do we say? But this halacha, they take away totally. They say that this halacha doesn't apply. It's mutter to plow. Kakir is good dummy. It's considered taking away an entire halacha, and there's no chi of pa. The Toshma, so the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah had said, what's the example of mixas haguf? That if Bezin said, yesh nida b'toyra, the yisr nida is there. But all they did was that the din of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yoyim, if somebody lives with that woman, he's part of Amai. And yet the Mishnah said, in such a case, there is a chi of par. Why should that be? Ha'akum l'shemeres yoyim kineged yoyim kalikur. But even though they've left the din of Nida, but this area of Nida, the area of shemeres yoyim kineged yoyim, they've taken away the entire thing. Yet the Mishnah says that you're chayav. So the Gemara is making a comparison between the din of shemeres yoyim kineged yoyim relative to the din of Nida, as Harisha is to Shabbos. And since the Mishnah said that on Shemeres Yoyim you chayiv apar, the same thing would be on Harisha. So the Gemara says, Omar l'cha Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef will tell you that the reason you can't prove it from the Mishnah is because Shemeres Yoyim de ko'amrin kiddush aninon. We've already answered, and I'm an aloh, that the case of Shemeres Yoyim is not talking about that Bezin made a mistake in the entire aloch of Shemeres Yoyim. But either as the Gemara first teretz was that it was a mistake in the din of Harah, or in the second teretz it was a mistake in the din of days as opposed to nights, but it's only a mistake in the din of Shemeres Yoyim, a mistake in one of the halachas. So it's one of the details of Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim. But that has no bearing on the halacha of Harisha, where we took away the entire halacha of Harisha. Now, even though the Gemara had already answered this in Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to go through all the cases in the Mishnah and refer back to the terutzim we already said, so the Be'er Sheva points out that the structure of the Gemara is that the Gemara knew already the answers. But really what the Gemara is seeking to find out is, do we have a better teretz than the Gemara answer Amud Aleph? Is there another way out of our Mishnah? Toshma, Yesh Shabbos B'Torah. Said in the Mishnah, a case where Bezin is Chayiv Apar, that they said it's a Din Shabbos. Aval HaMoitzi Mishle Yochel Mishle Ram Potur. But they said that it's Mutzah to carry. V'amai Ho'akun Ho'itzah Kolikar. Certainly there's a good comparison between Ho'itzah and Harisha. If Ho'itzah is a case where you Chayiv a Par, so Harisha also should be considered only a Mitzah Zaguf and it should be Chayiv Apar. So the Gemara answers, Hosam Nami Kedishaninam. Because earlier the Gemara had answered that the case is now where Bezin made a mistake in the whole din of Yitzah, but either they made a mistake concerning Hachnosa, or they made a mistake concerning Moshed Vizarek, but it's only part of the Halach of Yitzah, and therefore it has no bearing on a mistake in Chalisha. Toshma, the Gemara goes to the third case of the Mishnah. Yesh Avodis Kechavim Mitzayrah. Bezin said there is an Yisra Avodis Zorah. Aval HaMishtachav HaPotur, but bowing down is HaPotur, V'amai, or Akron L'Hishtachav HaKalikur, they've taken away the entire din of Hishtachav, and yet we say that that's only considered a Mitzvah Zaguf, because they left the din of Avodah Zarah, the general prohibition of Avodah Zarah. Bezin did not take away, but the Gemara is applying, that just like Hishtachav is considered a Mitzvah of Halacha, the Harish also should be considered a Mitzvah of Halacha, unless we push the Shailah from Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Amri Hishtachav Nami Kedishaninam. Ishtachavo also we answer that either it's talking about Ishtachavo to an Avodah Zarah, which is Shaloi Kedarka, or it was a different method of Ishtachavo itself, but it wasn't where Bezin made a mistake in the entire din of Ishtachavo. And therefore, we cannot prove the case of Harisha. Boy Rav Zera. Rav Zera comes along and poses a new question. Ein Shabbos b'Shvi'as Mahu. What would be if Bezin would paskin that the din of Shabbos doesn't apply during the year of Shemitah? The rest of the years of Shemitah, the Shabbos applies in full. But in Shemitah, it doesn't apply. Is that considered Kol HaGuf? Because for that year, they said that nothing of Shabbos applies. Or that's only considered Mitzvah HaGuf, because the year following it will apply. So the Mori has B'maito. What would be the mistake? B'hadein Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Be'chodesh u'v'akotir tikva. They would erroneously define Pasuk. Is man the ikar harisha when you're allowed to plow, which means in the years other than Shemitah, the rest of the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, when you're allowed to plow, tishboy, that's when it's ikar Shabbos, that's when the din Shabbos applies. But when man the leker harisha, but when the harisha doesn't apply, when it's also to plow, as in the year of Shemitah, leker Shabbos, then the din of Shabbos doesn't apply. And that was the mistake that Bezin made. Mi'aminon kivin the mekamele b'shashnei shavua, since they leave Shabbos at least for the rest of the years of Shemitah, kibitul mitzvah v'kiyam mitzvah dami. I do what we say, kivin the akron le b'shvias, but during that year they take away the entire din of Shabbos, takira s'guf dami. Omar Avino Toshma. Avino said, let's prove it from the din of Novi Sheker. Says, Novi shenisnabe lakur dover midivrei Torah. A Novi, one we had assumed to be a Novi MS, now comes along and says in a Vua to violate a din in the Torah. So if his nevuah involves to be oikir adovim midivei Torah, to be oikir in a complete mitzvah in the Torah, chayav. So he's chayav, he's considered an avi sheker, and he's mechuyav misa. Lebitul mikta zelukim mikta. If, however, he left the mitzvah intact, but is only mevatel part of the mitzvah, so then Rav Shimon I'm a poiter, Rashi speaks out, based on an interpretation of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not only Rav Shimon, but the Chachamim also, everybody holds your potter for misa. That's by the rest of the mitzvahs in the Torah. However, by Avodas Kechavim, we have a special pasuk that says that by Avodas Kechavim, even a partial halacha, if a Navi would say that it's permitted to be over a certain halacha, the Navi would be chayov. Avodas Kechavim, afilu olam omar hayoyim oida. Even if the Navi says that today be worship Avodah Zarah, ulamachor b'teila, but tomorrow you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, there's only oiker mixes and halacha chayov. The Novi is Chayiv Misa. And that Rashi tells us, it's actually a Machloik, as Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, what kind of Misa would you be Chayiv? According to the Rabbanon, you get Skiwa. According to Rav Shimon, you get Chenek. But what Al Gemara is bringing is, you see that it gave as an example by Avodah Zarah of Bitul Mixas Kiyam Mixas, is to say that today, it's Mutter to worship Avodah Zarah. Tomorrow, the Yisra Avodah Zarah applies. So even though in this man, we took away completely the din of Avodah Zarah, yet we only consider that a bitul mitzvah. The Shema Minah, the Gemara then says, we see from over here, that ain't Shabbos b'shvias. That a Bezin would say that during the year of Shemitah, Shabbos doesn't apply. But next year, Shabbos does apply. That's kibitul mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah, domi Shema Minah. The next Mishnah deals with various cases that Bezin issued an erroneous psak, and even though Rav Tzibur acted upon that psak, still the halacha of a parah doesn't apply. And the Mishnah says, Hoyru Bezin. If Bezin paskins, the Yoda Echad Mem Shetol, and one of the members of the Bezin knew that Bezin paskin wrong. V'omalem, and he voiced his dissent, and he said, Toyin Atem, you're making a mistake. So in this case, the din of parah doesn't apply, because the psak halacha was not issued by all the members of the Bezin. Second case the Mishnah brings, Oshalohoyo Muflishol Bezin Shom, or if the most outstanding member of the Bezin wasn't there, so that's also a case with potter from par. It means when they issued the psak, the mufla wasn't there at the time of the psak, there's no din par. Rashi points out that this mufla of the Bezin was not part of the minion of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin has 71 people. And if any of those 71 are missing, even if it's the cut on the smallest one, so that's already a situation where there's no chiyuv par. Rather, this mufla is someone who was beside the minion, but if he's missing, as the Gemara will explain, it does not have a din hayroah as far as the chiyuv par is concerned. The Rambam tells us that the mufla bebezin, the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, is the Rosh HaYeshiva Shel Bezin. He's the Gadol, and the Rambam also points out that even if the minion was Sholem, but this Rosh HaYeshiva was missing, that Allah is that there's no chiyuv par. Continues the Mishnah, O Shehoye Echon Mem Ger, but one of the Dayanim was appointed to be a Dayan, but he was a Ger, Oy Mamzer, or Nosin, or if he was from the Nosin nation, so these are all people who are apostles to sit on the Sanhedrin. And if they issued the Psaak, there is no Chiyuv Par. Oy Zokain, Shavoy Royu Labonim, or a Zokain that has no children, Harezer Potur. Now Rashi says, on the case of Zokain, Shavoy Royu Labonim, Rashi says, it's Kashali, I don't know, why is it not considered Oyra? Why is he puzzled to Bezin? The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah explains that the reason he's puzzled is because he does not have the necessary compassion on people to be a judge. Having children will help a person develop this trait of Rachmanis. So therefore, he is puzzled to be a Dayan and doesn't have a Din HaRoah as far as the Par is concerned. Rabbeinu Chananel is another interesting interpretation that the reason is Zokein, that didn't have children, is puzzled is because he's missing the mitzvah Pruravu. One of the mitzvahs that a person has is Piri Verivya. He never had children, so he's lacking that fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore he's possible to be a Dayan. Mishnah now goes on to say, how do we know in the case of a Ger, a Mamzer, a Nosin, so the Psak is not a good Psak? The Shenemar Kanedo. Because over here in Vayikra, in the Pasuk talking about a Paralim Dovar, it uses the word Edo. Rashi quotes the Pasuk, it says, Mkol Adas Itzo Yishku. Referring to the Bezin, if Bezin makes a mistake and it calls the Bezin an Edah, the Nemar Lahalon, and elsewhere it says, it also uses the word Edah, concerning a Bezin that's paskening a capital crime on someone, the Pasuk says, the Shoftu Asa Edah, so Ma Edah Amur Lahalon, Kulon Ruyin Lairah, to just like the word Eid over there means that they're all roy to paskin, it has to be a bezin where all of them are kosher. Afkan, Eidu, Amur, Kan, Achi, Kulan, Luyan, Lairo. So based on this, we exclude a ger and nothing a mamzer. And the Gemara will explain, how do we know that the word Eidu over there, by Shoftu Eidu, excludes these psulim? The Gemara goes explains, O Shalahoya Muflishal Bezdin, Shom, the Mufl of Bezdin wasn't there. It's not considered Oiro. Minolon, how do we know this halacha? Omrab Sheshes, Chain Tonad Verbi Shmuel. Because of Sheisha said, and so was taught in Zerbi Shmuel and Abraisa. The Pnei Ma'omru, Hoyru, B'dover, Shat, Tzukim, Moizim, Boi, Pturin. Why do we say that if there's in Paskin on something that the Tzukim agree to, there's no din par, Mipnei, Shahoyulem, Lumoid, V'loy, Lomdu? Because the people should have learned Halacha, since it's explicit in the Torah, they should have gone to learn and they didn't learn, so it's not considered a Shoygeg, it's close, it's amazing, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Pas. And the, similarly, we say, Lohaya Muflish of Bezin Shom Nami Paturin. And if the Mufl of the Bezin wasn't there, they're also Potur. Mipnei Shahoyo Lem Lumoid Lelandu. Because here we talk to the Bezin. We say the members of Bezin should have realized that if the Mufl was not there, they shouldn't so quickly paskin. And they should have gone to consult with the Mufl, and they didn't do so. So therefore, it's not a regular Din Shoygeg, and the Chi of Par doesn't exist. Nemar Shom Eido, the Nemar Kan Eido. How do we know that the word Eida over there means that it has to be all of them roi loira? The Omer Abchisto, Omer Kro, Hityatvu Shom Imach. When the Rabbanu Shom told Moshe to take Shivim Zakenim, he said, Hityatvu Shom Imach, they should be with you. So the Gemara Dashans, Imach B'daimullah. So just like Moshe did not have any psulim about him, there's nothing wrong with his yichus. He wasn't a ger, he wasn't a mamz, he wasn't an osin. So imach means that all the members of the bezin have to be similar to Moshe. And they also have to be free of any problem with their yichus. So we learn out that the din eidah, by the dine nefashai, we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu that they have to all be kosher. Dr. Gemara, the eimah, imach v'shchina. Maybe the word imach is coming to tell you that they can't go into the shchina. As Rashi explains, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, gather to me Shivim Zakenim, they might have thought that that's a heter that they can even go into the Mokam HaShchino. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, V'siyat V'shom Imach, they have to be with you and not go into the Mokam HaShchino. But how do you learn Imach, that they have to be similar to you and not have any problems with the Yichud? Elos, the Gemara said, where do we learn it out from? Amar Rav Nachum Ba'Yitzchok Amar Kro, V'nosu Itach, in Posik and Parshas Yitzroi. When the Rabbanu Shalom gave Moshe the mitzvah of appointing Dayanim, it says, V'nosu ita, they should carry with you the burden of the tzibur, ita with you, v'doymen loch. So they have to be similar to you. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu had no problems with his yichus, it was kosher leira, so all the Dayanim in that was, but they didn't have to be kosher leira. And therefore we learn out that the din eida, back to the din of par, that the din Eidu also has to be someone who is kosher leira, and all members of Sanhedrin, if any of them are including a ger, not an imamzer, there's no chiyuv par. Continue with the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hayru Bezin Shagigin. If Bezin paskined a wrong psak, but they did so in error, not realizing that it was wrong, va'osu kolakol shagigin, and then the kolakol, or roiv of the kol, acted b'shoigeg, relying on the psak of Bezin, not realizing that it was really osur, so then the vien par. Because these are the two conditions that are required for the par elam dover. One is that Bezin made a mistake in their psak. Two, that the roiv of the tzibur followed Bezin's psak. Both were b'shoigeg, there is a chiyuv par. However, mezidin, if Bezin paskin wrongly, willfully, knowing that it was the wrong psak, but the people did not realize it was the wrong psak, and they went ahead and committed the Aveira, thinking that they were relying on Bezin's psak. There's no din of parhelim dover, because Bezin was bemazed. But each of those people are considered a shoygeg, and therefore each one individually brings a korban chatos, which is a female sheep or a female goat. What about shoygegin v'osu mezidin? If Bezin was a shoygeg, but the people in the tzibur, they knew that Bezin made a mistake, and they knew that they were not supposed to rely on Bezin's psak, and they did so anyway, have the elu peturin. Bezin is part, there's no chi of par, and there's also no chi of chatos, because what they did is considered done b'mezid. The Gemara is medayik from the last case, shoygegin v'osu mezidin. The Mishnah picked the case, that where is it potter? if Bezin was b'shoigeg and they were b'mezid, the Mishnah picked the extreme case where Klal Yisrael did it b'mezid, knowing full well that they were doing his offer. Hareil b'turin, it's not called the shoigeg. So the Gemara is medayek. Ha shoigeg dumya b'mezid. But if it would be one level less, it would not be a pure relying on Bezin, but it would be a shoigeg which is close to mezid. The heichi dumya, what would be that case? Shahiru Bezin shechelav mutur v'nitzchalav loy b'shumon. Bezin paskin erroneously that chelav was mutter. And Rashi explains, it doesn't mean that they paskin that there's no din chelav in the Torah, because that we already know from the previous Mishnah, that's considered akiras kalaguf. But they paskin that a certain type of chelav is mutter. Then it's chalav loy b'shumon, but this person intended to eat a piece of shumon, and he inadvertently switched around a piece of shumon and a piece of chelav, v'ochlun he ate it. So he's not really relying on the psak of Bezin, because he wasn't intending to eat chelav, he was intending to eat shumon. So it's not completely a Torah B'daz Bezin. So it's somewhat in the middle. Yet it would be mashram from the Mishnah that that's called a shoigeg. And it would be mashram from the Mishnah that if a person did so, he'd be chayiv a korban. We already learned that if a person does an aveir and he's Torah B'daz Bezin, then he's part of him a korban, because he's relying on the psak of Bezin. That was the previous Mishnah told us. But if a person does something and it's a shoigeg, then he's mechuyev a korban. Our Mishnah that it picked up mezid, mashma, anything less than mezid, is called a shoigeg. And if a person did so when it was a schav lechel b'shuman, that's called a shoigeg, and he's mechuyev his own korban chatov. The tifshet of the boy Rami Bar Choma. So let's be patient that Rami Bar Choma, that Bezin and Aleph, poses as a question that if Bezin paskins that chelav is mutter, but this person intended to eat shuman, it was mixed up shuman and chelav, is that called the title but that's Bezin is potter for carbon, or is it called the title but that's after he's chayiv a carbon? Let's be patient from our Mishnah that it's called a shoigeg and he's chayiv a carbon. Amalacha, the Mar says no, Rami Bar Choma will tell you that there's no way to be patient from our Mishnah. Mishum de toner reisha mezidin vasu shoigegin, that since the reisha used the case where Bezin was a mezid and they were a shoigeg, toner seif a shoigegin vasu mezidin. So the Mishnah then spoke about a case where Bezin was a shoigeg and they were a mezid, but we can't be medayik anything from the seif of the Mishnah. It didn't say that case to be medayik something, it just said that case to contrast with the reisha, and therefore we can't be patient anything from our Mishnah.